next week. We got the Nolan Richardson Roast and Toast. And I got to be honest, we are all very concerned that nobody's going to have the guts to roast Coach Richardson. And I don't know if you guys have videotape or any kind of audio or anything from the last time Coach Richardson was roasted about 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I don't know who went after him or how they went after him. But you got to have some...
25 years ago.
Oh, it was 1990. That's right. Yeah. My bad. You got to have some guts. I have a hard 2000s. Time with that.
It's hard.
You got to have some guts to go after Coach Richardson.
I think they'll be able to do it.
Yeah?
Yeah. If we could find some video, that would be even better.
Yeah, well, Pat wants to see some of the jokes from 25 years ago and see how good they were.
I wonder what they had to all be about his wardrobe.
They're like,
don't you think?
I wonder if anybody joked, oh, you're never going to win a national title with this kind of system.
Polka dot shirt.
What are the details for next Thursday? What do people need to know who might be interested in seeing Coach Richardson? And I'll say this. He helped sell you guys some tickets last weekend in his speech at the Hall of Fame because he was incredible. And I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's next Thursday. The reception starts at 6, and then dinner will be at 7. You can buy tickets on our website or give Big Brothers Big Sisters a call. Our website is bbbsca.org. So you can buy them there, or you can give us a call at 374-6661.
Where is it?
It is at the Embassy Suites in West Little Rock.
Oh, that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
Embassy
6 p.m. is the reception, and 7 o'clock we start?
Yes.
Pat, I would figure you were already out there, like, kind of eyeballing the room so you could have an idea how you're going to be addressing folks.
No, it's funny because I looked at our calendar that we have here at the Buzz. It says I'm supposed to be in Bauxite, and I thought that was strange.
Basil's going to be down there that night. What is that?
No clue.
Okay, then. Well, guess what? You're not going to be there. You're going to be at the Embassy Suites, I'm sure of it.
I thought for some reason
it might be in
Bauxite.
Yeah,
no. No, it's in Little Rock.
That must have been confusion.
We love Bauxite.
Baz is going to be down there for something. So this Thursday we have Football 101. Next Thursday it's the Roast and Toast of Coach Richardson. You've had a lot of great honorees in the past. I had no idea. Johnny Cash was roasted
Come on.
In 1983. I would love to see some video. I mean, some of these folks. Tommy Robinson, can you imagine how much fun it would be to roast that dude?
I don't know if I would take a shot at him because he'd probably load his gun, take a shot right back.
Well, now I would roast him just because he doesn't have any. You know, if you don't have access to people with guns anymore, I guess it's a little bit better. But Keith Jackson, the governor, he was then Attorney General Mike Beebe. He'd be fun to get after again.
Mm-hmm.
He of course came to Tommy's when we did Tommy Smith's a few years ago.
It was great.
How long ago was Tommy's? What year was that?
I'm gonna say it was probably 08, maybe.
Yeah, around
09.
Tommy was 07.
Lou Hardin.
It's been 7 years ago since we did Tommy's. Did I do the math right on that one, or was it 17?
No, you're right.
John Pelfrey, boy, we'd like to have another shot at him now.
Is it me? Did we skip 08?
No,
that
we
was
didn't
Lou.
Skip 08.
That was Lou Hardin.
Oh, it was Lou. Lou was funny at Tommy's.
Yes. Yeah, we had fun at Tommy's. That was very good. But
yeah, we've done a lot of really cool people. We did Bill Clinton when he was governor. We started 40 years ago with Frank Broyles.
He was the first one in 75. How about that?
The first one.
How about Monsignor Tribu? There's another guy when he was alive. I mean, there's a dude that people would have been afraid to go after.
Those are the ones that are the funniest, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. That's true. Yeah, well, if you're a former
student.
Because
you say anything about
Well, and you're in the same situation because this is somebody that used to have a lot to say with how your day went. And Monsignor Tribu, of course, looked over a lot of young guys' days.
Sure.
And Coach Richardson.
He had a crack the whip.
Well, Coach Richardson can't impact you a whole lot now. All he can do now if you make him mad is not come on the show anymore. So that's the worst thing he can do. So who roasted Sharon Priest last year?
It was Millie Ward and...
Do we know? I've totally put you on the spot right there.
Colleen's over there. Stop talking, Colleen.
I would have liked to have seen that. So well, how much are tickets?
$150 for an individual ticket, and then you can buy a table of 10 for $1,500.
You know what? Not a mathematician, but that works out just right. Okay.
Yep.
How many jokes?
How long do you want Pat to go? That's what he really wants to know.
All night.
All night.
No, I'm just
never gone all night before.
There's three roasters. We like to be out about 9:30. Don't want to keep people too long.
No, I hear you.
But you only have how many roasters?
Three.
Okay. It's Pat, it's Todd Day, and it's Coach Anderson.
Can I go last?
Because we had like five with Tommy.
Yeah.
It was me,
Baz,
Lou.
Baz was the MC, I think.
Yeah, but he roasted himself too. Me,
Lou.
There was the...
Governor Beebe.
Somebody was there from 11, or maybe there were a couple people.
Craig, possibly.
It was Don.
Don Scott.
That's right.
How can we forget? Those two.
Yeah, Craig has been our MC for 20 years, I think. He's been a part of it.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and since 2000.
And he's been roasted and toasted. Yeah, it's cute. I see what you did there. I don't do math. I told you. I struggle with that. But I did know 150 per person means 10 for a table of 1,500. That's
how do you roast Don Tyson? I mean, good night, that guy.
He's a chicken guy. Should be easy to roast. How hard can that be? Well, we're looking forward to being there next week. And again, is there a website you can get them on or you just call?
You can get them on our website, bbbsca.org/toastandroast.
Whoa, slow down, sister.
BBBS.
You're going to be BSing, all right. CA, CentralArkansas. Dot org.
Yeah.
/roastandtoast.
Toast and roast.
Toast and roast. Well, if you just go to the website, I'm sure you can find a link to it.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Hannah, good work. I appreciate you. You have a favorite Robin Williams movie?
I was thinking no one's talked about Flubber.
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 You know what? Yeah. I'm glad.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
You don't.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but no one's talked about it yet.
Forgotten Mindy?
I forgot Melinda Mayo and Beth Hunt roasted Tommy Smith, too.
Sorry. Really?
Sorry, Melinda. I just. That was one of the
most. My God, I was like 10.
That was one of my favorite nights ever as far as a public appearance.
In the history of the world? My goodness. Gotta get out more, buddy.
You know what I'm getting? I'm getting texts from people saying I gotta watch some more Robin Williams movies. I gotta see What Dreams May Come and Father of the Year, too. Although it sounds extremely depressing. But
World's Greatest Dad.
Or World's Greatest Dad. What did I say? Father of the Year?
Father of the Year, too.
World's Greatest Dad.
Which also, you'd be surprised what a great director Bobcat Goldthwait is.
Is he really?
I'm not even joking with
you. I'm not surprised.
He's maybe a better director than he is comedian.
Well, let's not get ridiculous. What's up, Lee?
Hey, how you guys doing?
How are you, sir?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it, man. You wouldn't believe it. Hmm. But I just want to say, you know, the Rob Williams situation, it just goes to show you that it doesn't matter who you are or who you are not or what you have or what you don't have. In life, you have to pay for it. I mean, you can be the dumbest person in the world and everybody would jump all over you and kick you around. You can be the smartest person in the world and you really have to live alone. But just because you have money and because you don't have money, you will pay for that too.
Yeah, Lee, appreciate.
Thank you, boss.
Thanks for the call.